Today's training is a little bit different. I'm always in a reflective mood when it comes to our business and thinking about how to improve our business, how to improve ourselves, how to help improve others' lives. And we're all on the phone for the same reason. But one of the things that has fascinated me over the years, okay, and I'm going to tie it into networking, so hang with me here for a sec, is people who have these amazing memory skills. I think of Sebastian being on the road and speaking in front of big groups and the things he has to remember, or in that capacity, or details that you might have to remember in your personal job. But what I was always fascinated with are people who have the ability to remember things, and they're just like crazy. Like, do you remember the movie Rain Man? And Dustin Hoffman played an autistic person who had the amazing ability to remember numbers, and Tom Cruise takes them to Vegas to try to take advantage of those tremendous skills that he hadn't been able to remember anything. By the way, that's based on a person who lives right here in Salt Lake City. I always found that interesting. And it's hard for me to even believe that that movie won Best Picture, and it's 35 years ago. But I saw a quote the other day that said, "Our lives are the sum of our memories." And I'm starting to think about that. As you get a little bit older, and as you start kind of looking at the back nine, so to speak, you start thinking what those things mean. What does it mean that our lives are the sum of our memories? And I think that's really, really true. And so I was thinking of all the things in my life from a memory standpoint. And you know what? If I asked you guys, what are the most important memories in your life, how many of them would have to deal with family, close family and friends, or maybe a trip somewhere with family? And it's just the way it is. But in today's world, as I was listening to Liz talk this morning about following up and how she had a computer and how she also had a paper list, and I love that because she's storing things in the computer, so she has them right available. But at the same time, we've kind of become creatures of technology where we can just kind of take things that are in our brain that we would normally in past decades need to know. We could take addresses and names of people and just kind of download them out of our brain into our contact list or onto the computer or onto our smartphone. And as a result of smartphones and computers, we really don't use the ability to remember very important things. I mean, a few things we can keep on hand. So anyway, I've always been fascinated with people who could remember all these things, amazing lists and everything. And I was surprised to find out that in the United States, let me just find it, it's called the United States Memory Championships. And they're held annually in the spring in New York City. And what that event is, it's an event where people come and they can show off their memories. And they put everybody through tests of memory skills. And the person who has the best memory wins the contest. So there was a journalist by the name of Joshua Frohr, who, thought, well, that sounds kind of interesting. I'll go to this contest in New York City on these amazing people who have these great memories, and I'll do a story for my newspaper on memory skills. And so he interviewed a guy named Ben Pridmore, and he's won the memory championship in the United States 3 times. And he gave an example of what he was doing at the event he went and looked at. They put 36 packs of playing cards that were all randomly shuffled. 36, try to picture this, 36 packs of playing cards. You'll like this, Sebastian, since you're down in Vegas and Ray in Vegas. And he had to remember all the order of all 36 packs of those cards in less than an hour. and he was able to recite every card in all 36 packs in less than an hour. Also, they gave him 4,140 random binary digits that he had to memorize in 30 minutes. And he was able to do that. And so he was fascinated by that. He thought, oh, these are obviously people who have photographic memories or some great skill set that enables them to do that. And as he went through and he interviewed all these different characters that had these great memory skills, he found out none of them considered themselves extraordinary in any way, shape, or form. None of them had what they call like a photographic memory. And so he wanted to know how they do it, and they call it visual encoding. And I sent you a little example in the text this morning of, you know, the difference between a baker, a guy named Baker, and a guy who is a baker. And he said it all comes down to visual encoding, trying to picture in your mind what you want. And he used the example that, you know, if you're trying to remember a person named Baker, in this case, he has a picture of James Baker, who was the Secretary of State under George Bush. And he, you know, if you're doing a history class or something and you wanted to remember James Baker's name, how do you go about remembering it? And then he had a picture right next to it of a simple baker. And he goes, you know, it's so funny, in tests they did, believe it or not, at University of London, that we always talk about, the University College of London. They did an MRI test on these candidates, and they found out that they indeed didn't have any special capabilities, but when they were memorizing things, they were actually using different parts of the brain. And they call it visual encoding. So, for example, it's hard to remember a person's name sometimes for us, right? So we all go through the association thing of, who do I know that's named Anne? And that way maybe I can remember that person's name. And it's a difficult thing. But he says, you know, it's funny, in the tests they did, people remembered bakers because bakers smell good, bread smells good, pastry shop smells good, bakeries have good memories. And they found that people remembered almost 3-to-1 the ability to remember a baker over the name of Baker, just the random name of Baker. So he thought, okay, I'm going to study this. I'm going to interview these guys. And he went and he spent a year learning how to do this. And he went the next year to report on it. And he actually entered the contest and won the memory championship in the whole world of all these people that were there for the memory championship. And he said, you know, it's really an amazing thing. And he said, especially, he said, the things that he found out that helped him in his everyday life. And when you consider our lives are the sum of our memories, it's the same thing. Anyway, he went through and he shared some of the skill sets that he had to learn in order to become a great memory champion. And I thought I'd share a couple of these with you. And I found this very interesting. The very first thing he said, and Cindy, you'll love this, he said, distractions are the biggest challenges to competitive memory. Any kind of distraction are the biggest challenge to competitive memory. You can't look to the left, you can't look to the right. And he talked about how he put on earmuffs when he was trying to learn something, and he put on glasses, and he put little pinprick eyeball things that he could just look through his glasses so he could focus clearly. And he said, because distractions, anything that pops up on the left or on the right, threw you off. And I keep thinking about Cindy saying all distractions are equal. And it's the same thing in network marketing as well. He also said, great memory champions need to pay attention. And they need to learn how to be coachable. Because how did he learn how to do this? He went around and he talked to all the other people who were champions in his reports. He took notes and he said, what about this? What about that? And he had to learn to be coachable. And I went, oh, man, that's kind of freaky from a networking standpoint, because we teach on these calls every morning how you have to be coachable. He said that great memory champions need to be deeply engaged. During that period, they really need to focus on what they want to learn. He said they don't have to spend a lot of time doing it, but for the time that they are, they need to get involved. They need to be deeply engaged. And I thought about, wow, how is that, you know, when we always talk about, that we're going to put this great effort, this maximum effort, determined effort in for a period of time. And I thought that's the same thing. And he said, great memory champions need to make it meaningful and they need to make it significant. And it made me think of our why. Why do we do this business? Why do we get up every morning? Why are we excited about it? And I was thinking of, again, you know, people like Cindy saying it's because we can help so many other people in our lives. It's not just us. We love the products. We know what the products do for us. But what about other people? And he said, great memory champions take their dreams and get this from black and white and they make it colorful. And he said the reason they do that, it's easier to remember something that is colorful than something that is black and white. And in network marketing, we always talk about in the everyday world, as we get older and as we get married and as we have bills and we have obligations and mortgages and children and, you know, functions we need to go to, we can just kind of slip into the everyday existence of life, or basically just kind of going through the paces every day of a black and white life, as opposed to when we were in college and we didn't have anything and our whole world was laid out ahead of us. Everything was very vibrant and colorful and fun and exciting as to where we were going to go. And I started thinking about that in my life in networking, and I know that I was always very excited about what I was doing in network marketing and when I got up every morning, what my goals were. He went on and said, memory champions cannot take shortcuts. He goes, there's no going around the ability to exercise your minds. You need to do it every day. There are no shortcuts. And you know what, guys? There are no shortcuts with great network marketers either. And so I know we're out of time this morning. I had some other thoughts on this that I really, really liked, but I couldn't help but make the parallel or make the jump between these amazing individuals who learn amazing things. And I've always been one of those people who wanted to have a great memory. I always wanted to be one of those people who could go in the room and, you know, say, hey, that's Bill and that's Nancy and that's, so many times in my life I've had to look at Melinda, who's that again? I forget, you know, and it's always embarrassing from that standpoint. But, you know, the thing that I learned is they had to do repetitive things in order to become the successful memory champions that they became. And we have to do the same thing. And that's the purpose of these calls every day. And so when I listen to Terry talk about planning your list or, you know, doing the follow-up or any of the calls that we do every single morning, that's why we do them, guys, because repetition is important. Excitement's important. The challenge of doing everything's important. There are no shortcuts. And I also want you just to think about, is it true that your lives are the sum of your memories? And network marketing has been able to provide for Melin and myself some of the greatest things that we could do in our life that we never could do previous. You know, it enabled us to buy a home in St. George for my stepdad to be able to live in. And he lived down there for years and years and years until he ended up with dementia and had to move into an assisted living facility. But all those years, we were able to take care of him. We were able to get our four children all their college educations and paid for. I've been able to take Melin. Melin and I have been able to travel anywhere in the world that we've wanted to go. And so when I think of all these things, all the blessings really that we have in our life and all the important memories of our life, limitless becomes a very important memory. And I put out a challenge to all our leaders, you know, this month to, hey, let's really step up our game. let's really have massive determined action and see what can happen. And so with that, guys, I just want to leave that thought process with you. It's a little unusual, I understand that, but I promise you that if you start focusing and not taking shortcuts and doing all these things that these memory champions do in the same vein, it's the same exact road to success. And if you want to get there, you have to do these other things. So we got 6 days left in the month. Let's go do it. Thanks, guys.